A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The word of the Lord. The Beatitudes talk always back and forth in paradox. Today I want to highlight the paradox of being rich and poor at the same time. Blessed are the poor, for the kingdom of God is theirs, a gift from Jesus, given freely because they can't earn it. They can't make it come about. And this is why Jesus came, to freely give the kingdom of God to those who are poor, but not to those who are rich. To them, Jesus says, "You have received your consolation." He is disinclined to give the kingdom of God to the rich. Why? Because to be rich when there are poor around is to hoard those riches. It's not that the rich can buy the kingdom of God, can make the kingdom of God. But if we hoard our riches, then God will not give us the kingdom. Now, none of us are rich or poor. We're all both. We all have to live in that in-between, in the moment, saying, in what way am I rich and I need to extend generosity to others? And in what way am I poor, and I need to accept the generosity of others? For me, sometimes it's harder to accept the generosity of others because I have to admit my poverty. I have to admit that I don't know, I can't do. For others, maybe it's harder, or sometimes it's harder to share what we have. We want to hold on to it all, to enjoy our riches. But we do that at the expense of others and at our own peril. The challenge for us then is to live in that dynamic moment, recognizing both our poverty and our wealth, and letting generosity be this dynamic thing that binds us to other people, where we give and we receive happily, however the riches lie at that time, at that moment, when we can give and receive equally, as we are rich and poor at the same time, then the kingdom of God comes about.